This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Closed session of the Nepali Congress's Special General Convention underway. Council of Ministers meeting underway as nomination for the House of Representatives first past the post approaching near. And U.S. President Donald Trump says Iranian leaders have contacted the U.S. to negotiate as he considers taking military action in the country. Now the news in detail. The closed session of the Nepali Congress's Special General Convention is underway today, the second day of the event. The convention started in Prigati Mandap, Kathmandu yesterday. The inaugural session continued until late evening yesterday with leaders from across the country stressing the need to reform the party's leadership and working style. Organizing a press conference today, the Special General Convention Publicity Committee said the closed session began a short while ago in one of the halls at Prigati Mandap. The session is being chaired by Shyam Kumar Kharka, an 88-year-old General Convention representative from Kathmandu constituency number 5. Publicity Committee Coordinator Subhash Pokhrel said General Convention representative and legal expert Narayan Prasad Patrai will present the working procedures of the Special General Convention. Nepali Congress Kaski President Koshar Datta Baral will conduct the closed session. General Secretaries Gagan Kumar Thapa and Bishwa Prakash Sharma are presenting separate proposals in the session. The proposals include a political review, party statute, possible amendments and organizational reform. According to Pokhrel, 9 different groups will discuss the proposals and present their conclusions. On the first day yesterday, leaders including the General Secretaries referred to the changing national context and the growing demand, especially from younger generations, for reform within the party. A total of 2,662 General Convention representatives registered in support of the Special General Convention yesterday itself. A meeting of the Council of Ministers has begun at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singha Darbar. According to the Prime Minister's office, the meeting is being chaired by the Prime Minister. The meeting is expected to discuss current political and administrative matters, including the upcoming elections. Kathmandu University AI Artificial Intelligence Conclave 2026 has started at the university's Thulikhel campus. Organized by the Artificial Intelligence Club of Kathmandu University's Department of Artificial Intelligence, the 3-day event aims to bring together AI learning, research and innovation under a single platform, according to the club chairman Ashim Srestha. The conclave themed Bridging Intelligence and Innovation seeks to raise awareness among students, researchers, industry professionals, startups, and policymakers about the practical applications of AI in sectors like education, healthcare, finance, governance, industry, and society. This conclave marks the second part of KU's AI Convergence 2026 following the earlier AI Canvas event. The National Level AI Summit is scheduled for today, while tomorrow will feature photo exhibitions, robotics competitions, e-games, tech talks, and an AI expo. On the final day, organizers plan panel discussions on AI for society, e-game finals, and the policy deliberations. The event is expected to attract around 5,000 participants from across the country. The 16th Assembly of the International Renewable Energy Agency, IRENA, formally began in Abu Dhabi, the capital of the United Arab Emirates, bringing together more than 1,500 delegates from around 171 countries, including Nepal. Held under the theme Powering Humanity, Renewable Energy for Shared Prosperity, the Assembly is focusing on accelerating the global energy transition through cooperation and innovation. The opening session was addressed virtually by UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, Dominican Republic's Energy Minister Joel Santos, and President of the UN General Assembly, Annalena Baerbock. The event also featured remarks from the IRENA Director General Francesco La Camera and UAE Minister of Climate Change and Environment Dr. Amna bin Abdullah Al Dahak, reflecting the UAE's growing role as a global hub for clean energy dialogue. Nepal is participating under the leadership of its ambassador to the United Arab Emirates and permanent representative to IRENA, Tej Bahadur Chhetri, along with the officials from the Alternative Energy Promotion Center, AEPC, and the Nepali Embassy in Abu Dhabi. Addressing the assembly, AEPC Executive Director Nabaraj Thakal outlined Nepal's energy roadmap, which targets 28,500 megawatt of electricity generation by the year 2035 and export of 15,000 megawatt. He emphasized the importance of international climate finance to meet Nepal's renewable energy and NDC goals. Nepal's engagement at the Abu Dhabi assembly also highlights growing cooperation with the UAE in advancing clean energy sustainability and shared development priorities. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has said Iranian leaders have contacted the U.S. to negotiate as he considers taking military action in the country. Hundreds of protesters have reportedly been killed by security forces in Iran since last December. The BBC says it counted at least 180 white shrouds from footage taken at a morgue in Tehran. Trump said Sunday night, adding Iran wanted to negotiate. Last week, Trump warned that U.S. would start shooting too if Iranian forces attacked protesters. The U.S.-based human rights activist news agency says it has verified the deaths of nearly 500 protesters. Iranian authorities have imposed an internet shutdown since Thursday, making it hard to obtain information. Iranian state TV is trying to project calm, according to the BBC's Persian service. The general in command of Venezuela's President Honor Guard, Javier Marcano Tabata, has been sacked days after Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro was seized by U.S. forces in a raid in Caracas and taken to New York to stand trial on narco-terrorism charges. The Presidential Honor Guard is the military force which provides the bodyguards tasked with protecting the head of the state. While the Venezuelan government has not yet provided a detailed breakdown of casualties, members of the Guard are thought to be among the dozens of people killed in the U.S. operation to seize Maduro. The order to replace General Marcano Tabata was issued by the new interim president, Delcy Rodriguez. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, cold waves with fog and mist to continue in Tarai Mades region, hence caution is advised. Except Tarai Mades, it will be partly cloudy across the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Closed session of Nepali Congress's Special General Convention underway. Council of Ministers meeting underway as nomination for House of Representatives first past the post approaching near. And U.S. President Donald Trump says Iranian leaders have contacted the U.S. to negotiate as he considers taking military action in the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.